over my lifetime, I've seen bit by bit an increasing use of 1 minute silences now dotted before football matches where they never used to take place. Poppies are becoming compulsory. You don't step outside the house unless you're wearing a poppy, not for just the week of remembrance, but actually for 2 or 3 weeks before. The notion that footballers have got to wear them on their shirts is a new development in the last couple of
years.
Let's
focus this story, Stephen. The FA want their footballers to have the ability to wear these poppies, and FIFA is saying no.
And I think FIFA is right. Why is this felt by the English FA to be something that is vital for an international football
match? The English FA can't have discretion to mark Remembrance Sunday, and the players can't choose to wear a poppy.
But this is my problem,
FIFA,
Stephen.
We are
devaluing, in a sense, the poppy. I mean, I noticed picking up tomorrow's newspapers, two of them have got the poppy on their headlines at the top. Why? Why are we doing this?
Because they want to mark the sacrifice that many people made for this country, Stephen.
This started actually in the 1914-18 war. It was all on Flanders Fields. The remembrance services have O Valiant Heart, which is a hymn about a war which nobody living now remembers. We are now moving into a situation where there are comparatively few people who even remember the Second World War. What we need to do is to value our history, yes. I will wear the poppy, yes. I will take a Remembrance Sunday service, yes. But frankly, the way in which we are now insisting that there should be a minute silence before every football match, that footballers have to wear on their shirts, that you actually can't,
Stephen,
go onto the television,
Stephen, the point
without
of
having a poppy
Bishop
is frankly beyond the pale.
There is no one insisting that the England players have to wear the poppy, but FIFA is insisting that they don't. And that's the point of this phone-in.
But for an England footballer, and
for the Football Association to not have the discretion to lay down their remembrance for the soldiers who died, and FIFA saying no.
This symbol was actually to remind us of the horrors of war. It was actually there to mark the fact that blood was spilt on the Flanders field. And we remember the horror through which many people go, even in our modern time. And one way or another, if you overplay the symbol, you'll make it commonplace, you'll make it cheapened by... And if you have too many one-minute silences, and I'm getting sick to death of them before football matches, as soon as anybody drops dead, there's a one-minute silence. Now we're going to have a one-minute silence for Remembrance Sunday.
Now you're being offensive,
Stephen. Not offensive at all. I think you overplay something which is very significant to people, you do it too often, and then you cheapen it.